Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, family. We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Barry Ghani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, family, hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. At Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So we here, you know what I'm saying? This is the last show of the month, so we do our open discussion show. Hit us up, y'all. Collective Minds, not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. We got a lot to talk about. You dig, a lot to build on this week. But before we get started, you know how we do, Queen Roger and Brother Mufasa. How was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for the fam?
Thanks for asking. No announcements for me. We just, I guess I'm just ready for the show. No announcements, and my week was great. Busy, but great. And that's it. It is what it is.
That sounds good. My brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
All right, y'all can hear me, right?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
All right, my week. Hey, I had a good week. Capped it off today by going out into the streets today with my FOI brothers. We went out this morning in the Walnut Park neighborhood to pass out, of course, some final calls, but also we gave some gifts to the community. Our MGTs, which means Muslim Girls in Training, have handmade some masks to give out to the community, and they also had this wonderful book. They put together a book called How to Keep House. And this is a fantastic book. I mean, it's detailed in how to disinfect, clean your home, especially how to deal with things with this COVID situation. So we gave that to the community today, the book, the mask. And, man, it was a great day to be out with the community. They embraced us well. So I really enjoyed it. I got a couple of pictures I probably put on my Instagram, you know, for anybody who friends with me on Instagram. You can look up Mufasa Ra on the IG. But yeah, I had a good day, y'all. It was wonderful being out in the community and embracing the people and talking with them and just making sure they're okay.
Yes, indeed. That's what's up, my brother. Sounds like y'all had a good time. But yeah, that's what's up. It's good to see that. So I did have a quick announcement. You know, we've been kind of tracking the homicide. We actually did it more last year than this year. But we've been kind of, you know, tracking the homicides just in the city of St. Louis, right, in the city of St. Louis proper. So just to give everybody an update, we are now in October, the end of October, so we got two more months left in the year. And as of last year, 2019, for the entire year, it was 194 homicides, right, in the city, 194. In 2020, right now, as of October 25th, there are 214 homicides. So it looks like we had a spike this year. And just before we get started on the open discussion, I wanted to get y'all opinion on, you know, why do you think there's a spike in homicides, considering, you know, for a large part of the year, the country was locked down. You know, we had COVID going on. We had a lot of people was, you know, home from work and so on and so forth. With everything that's been going on, you know, do y'all have any theories of why y'all think the murder rate kind of went up this year? And this is all across the country, too, by the way. It's not just St. Louis, but in other major cities, it seems like the, you know, the homicide rate has risen. So I just want, you know, see if y'all had any theories on what y'all think happened this year with everything going on. Anybody?
I think for me, my theory is, at least partially, is that it's just what you said with all the other things going on. You know, anytime you have like a big shift, unfortunately, you know, a lot of people can't handle change. A lot of things just happen. You know, you got things shut down. So, I mean, a lot of people not going to work or not having the responsibility or the burden of feeling like they need to go to work or do anything because they don't have a reason to go to work because a lot of things are shut down. So, therefore, they have the freedom psychologically to say, okay, well, I'm going to just be chilling. They may go out, hang out with people, although it's still a shutdown. They may still get out. And the more people, it's just like I just think it really have a lot to do with the fact that we have the pandemic and things are shut down, that we may have seen a spike in homicides. We have a lot more protests going on as well, if we want to compare it to back in the day. Nowadays we have more protests and uprisings now. So people activities are a little bit different when it comes to socially. So I'm sure that plays a role. I'm also sure that I'm not including everything, but I'm pretty sure that that particular piece that I just spoke about have something to do with it.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
And Brother Mufasa, you got any theories on it?
No, I kind of agree with Roger. Well, I'm on point with everything she said. You know, with this pandemic stuff going on, it play a toll on people's psyche. You know,
right.
One thing I will say, I know last year for me, I took last year kind of hard myself with these murders because it was like 18, 19 children that had lost their lives through gun violence. And I don't know how many was affected this year, but I know we've been, you know, some of our people be out there protesting for what happens when these people get shot by police. And I don't want us to forget about our children who get slain by gun violence. You know, I hope that stay on people's minds, and maybe one day we'll get to protesting about that as well. Because it's senseless for babies to get gunned down like that. And yeah, what happened here last year was a shame. It was horrible. You know, I went to one or two of the eulogies or funerals or whatnot for these children, and it was horrible. So I don't know how many children was in the mix this year, but yeah, I hope that number.
Oh,
improved.
I got the numbers for you, brother. Yeah, I got the numbers. Under the age of 19, there were 27 kids or people under the age of 19.
Is that just here in St. Louis? Or you talking nationwide?
Yeah, that's just here in St. Louis. Yeah, that's just here in St. Louis.
Wow. You see that now?
23 males and 4 females under the age of 19.
Yeah, we ain't saying nothing about that. We just, you know, people, let's get to protesting about that. Let's make some changes in that department. If we can burn down and tear up for that, I'm sure we can burn down and tear up and start getting out here into our communities and getting to the bottom of what's happening with these children, too. Let's not overlook that.
Right. No, I'm with you on that. But the thing is, how do we protest against criminals being criminals, right? Criminals are going to do what criminals do. You know, we can have like peace marches and different outreach, you know, different little programs like that. But protesting against criminals is not the same as protesting against police who take an oath to protect and serve the people. You see what I'm saying? The criminals don't do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, we just live in a society that has criminals. And it's hard to protest, like, you know what I'm saying? They go break the law regardless. You know, we just need to protect ourselves.
I got some ideas for that, but
okay.
Another time.
Let me throw this out there. So someone just asked, too, how many of those deaths were caused by the police, Brother Kevin?
You know what? I don't think they count the police, because this is actually the police website, right? This is the STL, St. Louis Metropolitan Police .org website. So I don't think they count those. They're just counting homicides by civilians. And what another thing that's alarming to me as well, out of the 214 homicides, there's 158 open cases. So that means the majority of the cases have not even been solved, which I think is a travesty. Either the police are very incompetent and not doing their job, or, you know, they're complicit in the things that are going on. You know, they're allowing these murders to go on, because that is just a terrible rate. Out of 214, 158 are unsolved, the open cases. So I think that needs to be looked into as well, because, I mean, these are police, these are detectives. They're paid to solve these crimes. And either they, like I say, either they incompetent, not doing their job, or there's something else going on. So I think that also needs to be raised as well. But, you know, I digress on that. So yeah, family,
right.
We here. This is family. This is Collective Minds. This is an open discussion, and as y'all know, we are a week away from the election. The election is coming up, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday is going to be. I'm sorry.
I think we have 9 days to the election.
9 days to the election, so it's gonna be a good one. This past week, Trump and Biden had their final debate. You know, we could talk about that. So it's been a lot going on. Ice Cube, 50 Cent endorsed Trump, black men being blamed for the election. It's just so much going on that we could touch on. So hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. If you are a Biden supporter, hit us up. If you are a Trump supporter, hit us up and let us know, you know, why you're voting for your particular candidate that you're going for. And, yeah, we're going to be like that. You feel me? So, yeah, we'll go to, you know, Queen Rigel or Brother Mufasa. If y'all got something y'all want to touch on and have us, you know, respond to, let's get it and dive into this conversation. What's the word?
I want to pass it to Mufasa. Let's see what's on his mind.
Oh, that's just great. I'm so glad you passed it to me, because y'all already know what's on my mind. What's on my mind is that debate. And how
it is what
how
it
presidential
is.
The Don was, how regal and royal he was as he sat there and was patient enough to answer those questions and deal with Joe Biden. The Don showed that he got the stamina to continue to go another 4 years. On the other hand, Joe Biden, he was checking his watch. He was falling asleep. He was stumbling and bumbling over words. He misquoted the president twice, probably misquoted some other things too. He was fatigued. Now, if you can't get through a debate without getting tired, how are you going to be the president of the United States for 4 years? You can't even get through a debate without showing mental fatigue. So, I mean, when the man said What did he misquote? Roger knew what it was. Roger, help me out here. It was two things we talked about today that Biden misquoted Trump on. You remember what type of
Yeah, said the Proud Boys. Definitely said the Pro Boys. The Poor Boys is what you call them.
The Poor Boys. The Poor
Boys. Oh, snap. Who said that? You know Biden?
Yeah, Biden. Now, the Poor Boys. Mm. Then he tried to say that Trump said, you know, in the first debate, when everybody was giving his head about stand down and stand by, Joe Biden misquoted him by saying stand down and why am I forgetting? It was like stand down and wait a minute or something stupid. It was something that was totally off from what Trump originally had said. But like I say, through all these debates, it shocks me how the moderators go so hard at the Don, but Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Creepy, whatever you want to call him, gets off. You know, they baby him and pacify him. They never ask him the hard questions. They don't ask him about his mentor being a KKK member. They don't ask him about that. They don't ask him about Kamala Harris lying and saying she black and she ain't black. They don't talk about that. And when Trump brought up about who built the cages that these quote unquote kids in, Joe couldn't say nothing. Shake his head.
Who built the cages, Joe?
Couldn't say nothing. So, you know, I just look at it as three strikes. It was a three strikes win, 3-0 for the Don in these debates. And anybody who is a supporter of Joe Biden, please help me out. Tell me why. Why do you support this bumbling, stumbling buffoon? And I don't want to just hear it because you don't like Trump. Tell me why we should support Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Because I can't get it. I don't see a reason why. Like I say, the man already just showed he ain't got the stamina to make it through a debate. So what makes me think he's going to make it through 4 years of a presidency? And, you know, I know people have said that, have tried to knock Trump about his criminal reform, saying that Obama started it. Well, okay, Obama may have started it, but he ain't finished. He ain't closed the deal. The Don had to come in and close the deal, the great closer. So anybody can start something. I can start a movement. Anybody can start something, but if you ain't finished it, you ain't done nothing. The Don closed that deal. So, hey, I'm just saying, between the two, you might as well pick the man who done showed for 4 years he can handle it. He handled this country like a CEO. And stay away from Joe Biden, who track record is horrible. His mentor was a Klansman. He had policies in place that threw thousands of black men and women in prison. Help me here. Somebody help me. Well, why should I support this guy? I don't get it. 4 years as a vice president. Oh, and then let me stop it with this. Then he threw his president under the bus, in my opinion, by jacking Obamacare and saying, I'm going to change the Biden curve.
Right.
You know, what a sucker. Just a straight sucker. Hey, I can't deal with the cat. I can't deal with it.
Interesting. Yeah, man. You know, hopefully, you know, we can hear from some Biden supporters. And so just for the record, this brother Kev, I'm not, you know, a supporter of either candidate, to be honest. I'm looking for a black agenda. I'm a blackocrat. I'm an issuecrat. Blackocrat/issuecrat. And I just don't see nothing from each one of these candidates. But as far as the debate go, you know, they had three scheduled debates. So they had two, and then one they opted for like a town hall meeting. So I think with all of this, all the debates and the town hall meeting, I don't really think it pushed the needle either way for any candidate. I think if you were supporting one, you probably still supporting that candidate. And I think that really, in my opinion, that probably worked out better for Trump than it did for Biden. Because I think Biden needs, he needs more support. And I don't think these, you know, his performance in these debates helped him out. I don't think, you know, he performed well. He, like Brother Mufasa said, he was kind of bumbling on some issues. He was getting stumped. He wasn't answering questions. He wasn't snapping back and, you know, defending some of the things that that Trump was saying as if they was true. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't saying, no, that's not true. Like when he asked him about who built the cages, Joe, you know, Joe just went to talking about something else. So, you know, I don't think this – I think overall Trump won just based on I don't think he lost any supporters. I think it was important for Joe Biden to try to gain supporters, and I don't think he did that. You know what I'm saying? So,
and Brother Kidd.
Yes, sir.
I got to add one more thing in before I forget. Y'all ever heard the phrase, if you grin, you win?
If you grin,
y'all
you
ever
can.
Heard people say that before? If you grin, you win?
No.
You know, like mm-mm. if somebody crack a little stupid joke or whatnot, and if you laugh at it, hey, you was cool with it. That's
right.
That's kind of like
right.
where they
okay.
come from.
Okay.
Well, like I've told y'all before, just go back and check these three debates. And when Joe Biden and even Kamala Harris was asked questions, uncomfortable questions, he go this little the grinning and the sniggling that lets me know that they're guilty as charged. When they do that uncomfortable grin, they caught.
Right.
They lying. They up to something. Go back and see how many times
right.
you saw Donald Trump cracking a little, you know, stupid grin. But I can count.
Yes, indeed.
It was countless times Kamala and Joe Biden did. That's that uncomfortable moment when they caught up in a lie or some foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they do that little stupid smile.
It still seemed like Biden had the majority in his corner as far as the popular votes. The community is like more
so?
The community.
Okay.
If Trump, it seems like from what I'm seeing or my end,
mm-hmm.
what I'm experiencing, it's like everybody is for Biden and they hate Trump. It was Trump.
Right,
and
right.
Which at one point in the beginning, I'm on record saying, and I can admit it now, when he first won, I was so sure. He's getting second term hands down, wasn't worried about it. Now,
right.
It does seem like that. It seems like Biden actually have a real shot at this. He has a real shot at this from my end. If Trump wins,
right.
to me, personally, I feel like it's going to really show that he has some big powers behind him if he wins this.
Right, right.
Yeah, he got the power
yeah.
of righteousness. Look, Joe Biden couldn't even remember. He was talking about, we got to put masks out and put plexiglass up. I'm like, bruh, all that stuff already been put in place. Where you been?
Yeah,
oh, that's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, Yeah, the thing that he was saying, that was asking him about that, like, what would you do different? But it was nothing different that he said. Like, I agree with
him. It was nothing different.
The thing that he was saying, I'm like, well, these are the things that's already taking place. So I didn't get it. I'm like, okay, this is what Trump is already doing. Or even if you want to credit, if you don't want to give Trump the credit for it, these are just the things that are happening already. Everywhere you go, there are plexiglasses. People are wearing masks. You have to have on a mask to get into the stores. These types of things are
right.
already put in place by somebody.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So you ain't finna do
yep.
nothing, no different. Nothing. Nothing. But you just put a spell on these on the American people. Put a spell on some of them. Like you finna, you know, finna do something. Instead of old hocus pocus, abracadabra. You know, that's why he always look in the camera, look into my eyes. Let me tell you something. Listen, family.
Yeah.
Talk about this. I guess it's in a table. Like, man, come on,
right.
man. Quit trying to work that spell on me. You've been a politician for 40-some years. And what have you done so great for black people? I'm going to speak for black people. What have you done so great for us in 40-some years? Now you're going to be rolled with you again and you have senile? Man, I just ain't fooled. I'm not.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Family, hit us up. This is the open discussion. We are less than a week away, you know, probably from the biggest election in our lifetime. It's a lot of polarizing opinions on both sides. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. If you're a Biden supporter, hit us up. If you're a Trump supporter, hit us up. If, you know, you may not be voting this election. You might be sitting this one out as Brother Kev is, myself. But, you know, if you got a horse in the race, hit us up and let us know why you picked that particular candidate. So, y'all want to hit the call line, see what the family is talking about. We're going to try to get all, you know, get as many callers as we can in. So if you can make it short and sweet, you know, we may dialogue back and forth for a minute, but we want to kind of keep it moving and get enough time for all of the Collective Minds family to, you know, to get a voice, get their voice heard. So y'all want to hit the call line?
Okay. Area code 314-605. All of you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
And that's what, like the black girl beat the white girl. First about her.
Okay, another caller.
Hello.
Yeah, let's try another caller. Area code.
Right, the black girl and the white girl.
Uh-huh.
Black girl and the white girl, whatever they was talking about.
Area code 314-381. Call your own with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Kevin, you looking to see what
yes,
the president's going to do for black people. I can tell you that now. They can't do anything specific for black people. They're doing it for Americans. And it was put out the opportunity, especially in the area that you may live in.
Right. So hold on, but they can do stuff specifically for immigrants. They can do – now, this is true enough a Democratic platform where they can do specific things for immigrants and they can do specific things for LGBTQ, but all of a sudden when it comes to black people, they can't do nothing specific for black people.
Well,
they even do things specific for Jewish people. They give billions of dollars to Israel every year.
Yeah, that's government between government and government, Kevin. That's not – see, those immigrants are not citizens. And you said LGBTQ, they are seeking a broad civil rights that all Americans can say. That's what they're seeking. That's why they went to the courts. The court said that, yes, they should have this and so on. They should be able to do this. It wasn't government.
Right.
But here's the thing. You talk about government. Why was the complaint about when Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Obama said that Syrian refugees should develop Detroit? There was none.
Right.
No turn back.
Yeah, that should be. Yeah, that should be pushed back on that. I don't agree with that.
Nobody
That's
said
why
anything.
I'm not a
and look at the things that Joe Biden, the big guy, has revealed in these emails with these special deals that's going on with Burisma, with the Chinese military. You know, the Chinese military is just like a company in China, and they permitted them to buy a specialized company up there in Michigan. That was Joe Biden and Obama administration. That's tantamount to treason. Nobody says anything about that. I tell you what, if Obama done it, it would be high water come hell. But don't let Trump do it.
Right.
So
right.
The thing is this, as I said before, blacks' politics power lie locally. Black don't have enough population to control no federal election. And if they do in a swing state, they are joining on to other people. It's not your agenda. Your agenda comes from your local representative, like this woman, Cori Bush, who I really totally think I disagree with her. She's talking about defunding the military. What are you going to defund the military for? Take money from the military. That's where you got 400,000 African Americans enlisted and serving in the U.S. military at capacities that's building up to a retirement where they can retire and draw a pension. Look at Boeing aircraft out there on Airport Road. How many black engineers is working out there? So, no, these people, they don't think it seemed like to me. But anyway, I've been down here in the South.
Yes, indeed.
I've been here in the South, Kevin.
Point.
I'm here in the South, and I've been watching the sports complex where young people is playing hockey on about 10 different fields, and you got people at the religious, as church gatherings, and folks out on the lounges, not the lounges, but the terraces, the restaurant. They having a ball down here, man. They having a ball. It's nice and warm. But anyway, I'm not going to stay around too long. Yeah, I'm getting ready to get out of here.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We're taking it that you're voting for Trump, my brother, huh?
Not only am I voting for Trump, which was a given, but I'm also scrutinizing the ballot issues here in this city here down in Louisiana. And I'm going through every candidate.
Okay.
But you know, the Democrats put out a ballot. And the ballot had an amendment number one, and it says right to and no funding. Then the rest of it is scratched out, and on the far side it says no. Well, you know what that scratched out portion says? It says no right to and no funding of abortion. This Democratic ticket wants people to vote no on that rather than vote yes, and what they want is they want a government money to go toward abortion. Now, hang on for a second, and please give me just a minute. How in the heck are you talking about you want blacks to come out and vote? You want to vote in numbers, and then at the same time you proposing and supporting getting rid of kids who have abortions disproportionately than anybody else. We know who that is. It just don't make any sense. It's amazing. Thank you very much.
Yes,
take
indeed.
Care, bro.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, he made some interesting points. You know, he talked about the sister Corey Bush, who is here locally in St. Louis, and you know, the sister is running on a Democratic platform, and you know, my thing is, I think black people really need to, you know, divorce themselves from that platform, because there are policies that the Democrats push that I believe directly hurt the black community. And just to mention a few, like I might have mentioned it before, their policy on immigration, I think that hurts black people, or the black community, black society, and their policy on LGBTQ issues or whatever. Those things are prioritized over black Americans. I don't think that's right. I think black Americans have held the Democrats down long enough that we deserve for our voice to be heard and for something specifically to be done for black people based on the history of this country and based on the fact that they tell us how bad we got it due to racism, due to this, due to that. But, yeah, you don't want to do anything specifically for black people. And I don't agree with the caller that, no, you can't do nothing specifically for black people. Yes, you can, because, again, other groups have things done specifically for them. But when black people ask, it's like, no, we can't do that for just black people. We got to do it for America. No. Our needs are immediate, and they need to be addressed as soon as possible. Otherwise, we at the risk of being, you know, fourth-class citizens. And based on the Democrats, they want us to be desperate, down and out, begging, you know, without nothing, so they could keep feeding us these crumbs and keep us on the, you know, keep us on the plantation by just feeding us crumbs. And I think it's time, you know, black people just need to wake up and, you know, figure out what we can do outside of the system if it's not going to, you know, give us any remedy, you know, to the things that we face. So, yeah, just a quick
Let's get to these Democratic callers. I know we got some Democratic supporters out there somewhere. Maybe they can edify us and teach us some things, a thing or two about this.
Let's get it.
Area code 708-475. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 708-475.
Peace, caller. Peace.
Okay. Probably just listening. Okay. Area code 609-310. Call Collect the Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Okay, another listener.
All right.
Hello?
Area.
Hello, oh. Peace. There you go. We got somebody.
Oh, caller.
Peace, caller.
Area code. Call area code 609-310. Caller, you there with us? Okay, maybe they have some technical difficulties. We'll try to come back to you again, caller. Area code 314.
Hello?
We'll come back to you, caller. Area code 314-616. Caller, you on with Collective Minds Radio?
Yes, I am there.
Okay,
am there.
You
can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear
yes,
you.
Oh,
indeed,
I'm doing
peace,
good.
Caller.
I must say that
peace,
it's been excruciating listening to Mr. Mufasa and his rhetoric. I've had a surgery and colonoscopy more pleasant. But, you know, I'm just confused as to how Donald Trump in 4 years has done so much for America or the black community, because it seems like all he's done is work with criminals and white supremacists and nationalists in his cabinet. He hasn't done anything for the black community. You know, this jail reform thing, you know, little Kim Kardashian threw him a bone and a couple of other people, but that is all smoke and mirrors because the man is a racist. And I don't understand for the life of me how any self-respecting black person can defend a racist. And you want to talk about how he held his own? I mean, he's a con man, so he gave a performance during a debate. But you have to remember, first of all, Joe Biden has a speech impediment. That's one thing. He is old, but shit, he's only 3 years older than Trump, and at least he can walk down a rail and ride a bike and drink a cup of water with one hand, which is something that Trump cannot do. And let's not talk about his ability to express himself and Joe Biden stumbling over things because it's Donald Trump who talked about tolerate it and other stuff and all his little fumblings that shows that he's incoherent as well. So let's not talk about Joe Biden KKK things that you talk about maybe, which I don't think happened several decades ago. Let's talk about the racist things that Donald Trump do and say now. And you want to talk about who built the cages, who filled the cages and separated families. Those kids would probably be being sex trafficked right now, probably in the basement of some Republican politician's houses. You just don't know. But you can't just say one thing and just try to lift up Trump because the man is evil, he's vile, he's petty, and any man who will leave blue states to die because they don't like him is an evil man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
well,
you're
wait a minute.
Good.
You said you got a lot going on here. Hold on. First, let me at least say this. And I got my Donald Trump hands waving, them.
Yeah, those little hands.
I had a family member. Yeah, I had a family member who was released from prison due to that First Step Act. So I'm very appreciative.
No wonder
that my family member was able to come home of being falsely, being incarcerated on a petty little small drug case. They gave him 18 years. Yes, I'm happy that he was released. And second,
I'm sure.
So you're telling me that that Trump and what he and his legislation, how he sat down with the HBCUs and got their funding for 10 years, you saying that's not
helpful?
He has
not got
not
that funding. It has not been signed. It has not been approved as of yet. And he is putting on a dog and shoney pole show for people like you. You know, James Baldwin said to be a Negro in this country and to be relatively conscious is to be in a rage almost all the time. Black people fall for any damn thing, even something that a racist who would rather see you as a black man dangling from a tree than cast your vote.
You don't think Joe Biden is a racist?
I don't know if he's a racist. I know that he has a nice he is a nice person. Trump is not a nice person at all.
You do
at
know,
all.
You do
nothing
know,
nice about
you do
him.
Know his mentor. You do know he is on record for his mentor being his for supporting a mentor who was a KKK member. He's on record for that, just so you know.
For how many decades ago? How many decades ago? Trump's whole cabinet are white supremacists and nationalists. Did you not know that? What are you expecting from Trump?
What are you expecting from Biden? Because I'm not expecting nothing from him.
I'm expecting Biden not to. Oh, the man who's inciting the race war and sending people out to intimidate black people from voting, who's suppressing the votes and removing mailboxes and setting up these fake ballots. You expect more from a criminal? Yes.
How about this? How about you tell me what Joe Biden is going to do for black people?
He can't do anything worse than Trump. More than Trump,
no, see,
I would say that, because Biden is not a racist. He may have his prejudices, but you just ask for our opinion, and then you want to talk this and this and that and that. You and your support of a known racist, is just another example of the black man abandoning his community and what's best for them.
But you are supporting a racist.
Because you support a racist.
Joe Biden.
Oh,
so
dude, don't even go there. There is no comparison. There is no comparison. I'd rather vote for the least racist than the most racist. Biden wouldn't hang me from a tree like Trump would. Biden wouldn't grab
my
pussy like Trump would.
You're right. There is no comparison. And I can tell you how. Joe Biden been serving the quote-unquote Democrats and black community for 40-something years and ain't done nothing but pass
like
legislation that lock black
men
and women up.
You can say that for all
ain't
senators. You can say that about all senators. You can say that about all senators. Trump ain't done nothing. He ain't going to do nothing, and you know that. Who is a senator, not the president? What has your president done except for release your cousin from jail? What has he done for the black community?
I can roll out the scroll.
I bet you
roll out the scroll of things he's done. I just said about the HBCU.
Which has not happened. That has not been finalized. Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors. But you keep falling for it. Have a good day. I'm still fine.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Carla.
And for the record, she still did not give us anything solid that Joe Biden would do for black people. For the record.
Yeah. I mean, she went in on Trump, though. She made some good points about Trump being affiliated with a lot of white supremacists and white nationalists, which is true. Like, we can't overlook that. You know what I'm saying? Now,
The Joe Biden heads can do is attack Trump. But when you ask them what stumbling, bumbling Joe going to do for black folks, they get to stumbling. But Trump. No, tell me what your man Joe is going to do for black people. Nothing.
Yes, indeed.
Not a thing.
Yes, indeed, family. If you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio Open Discussion. We're talking about everything that just happened this past week. But, you know, what's on most people's mind is this election coming up in a week. Things are getting heated. You know, they are expecting a lot of turnout. They say this is probably will be the biggest turnout in like 50-some years as far as the number of eligible voters. I think they say it's up to like 65% of the people that are eligible will be voting, which is a high percentage because it used to be around, you know, 50% of the people who could vote would vote in American elections. But this time, it's a lot going on. People think it's a lot. Weigh in on this election, and like Rigel said, if you look at the mainstream news, they are kind of pushing the narrative that Trump is the bad guy, blame Trump for everything, and Biden is actually leading. But my opinion, I think Trump is going to win, and I said this since he got elected the first time. I think Trump is going to win the second term. And, you know, we're going to see how it play out. But I think we could be counting votes up until, you know, November, December sometime. I don't think they're going to have a clear-cut winner the night of the election, like, or the next day like they usually do. It's going to take a little while to get all those votes together. But I digress. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. We also got, again, like the caller kind of alluded to this, too. I was going to bring this up because black men are being blamed for this election, especially if Joe Biden loses. You know, black men are going to be the one to blame. And a sister said, you know, black men supporting Trump is just another example of black men, you know, abandoning their communities. I think that's dangerous. You know, as a black man, I don't think we need to put that out there. I think black men are thinking a little more practically because we know that the Democrats and Joe Biden ain't no better. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, that's what she said. But, you know, we just know the Democrats ain't no better. You dig what I'm saying in a lot of cases. So we just looking at, like, something needs to be done. You can't keep trying the same thing and expecting a different result. And the same thing for black people. It's just voting Democrat, and then we go hope this time they go do right by us.
Like I've always said, I'm a different type of brother. Now, to say that we have abandoned our communities is a far-fetched. I've been out in the community just today alone. I've been out in the community for hours. And yes, I'm a Trump supporter. But I've been in the hood, Walnut Park, supporting my community and talking to my community. So, come on. You got to do better than that.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
Trump,
I don't think.
Don't mean I'm going to walk away from my community. Come on now.
There you go. That's a good point. But yeah, shout out to the sister. Shout out to the caller. She did make some good points, but I think.
I appreciate her passion. I appreciate your passion, caller.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. You know, but we can't be scared of Trump. I mean, we didn't survive worse than Trump. We survived Bush. Remember, the second Bush Jr. had 2 terms, and he was surrounded by a lot of white supremacists as well. So, you know, I think Biden would actually be worse for black people. Imagine that. But, yes, I believe that. But I digress. Let's hit the call lines and see what's popping.
Okay. Area code 864. 340, call your own with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, yeah, what's going on, family? It's
Peace.
It's me.
Hey,
man.
Hey, caller.
Yes,
thank
indeed. Where you calling from?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Come on with it.
I'm a one that, you know, I just, and it's interesting to hear the dynamic of the discussion or the argument from two black individuals, and that's basically the place that politics have put us as a people. You understand where we are, you know, going back and forth over.
Right.
You know, policies that don't reflect the benefit of mine nor your children. The two people that are arguing in normal cases. They don't represent they're not policies that represent the benefit of quality of life for people that look like us collectively. We gotta be honest. When we're talking about the George Floyd situation, Trayvon Martin, we can go on, right? Emmett Till. We got a history of online slavery. We got the documentation with this. So I think this very thing in which we're fighting and yet critiquing is a very complicated thing. We have to question, at times if we are, you know, taking up for the slave master or how much we are doing so. You know, I agree with. You know, you brothers and, you know, the Tonk effort, because the majority of our people are Democratic. So with me being a non-voter, you know, I'm the one that may Tonk, you know, me voting for Donald Trump or, you know, basically saying that, hey, you know, we didn't get much you know, nothing. We got more out of Donald Trump, honestly, than what we had out of Barack Obama. You know, just being straight up.
Right.
Just having that honest discussion. I'm not a one that, you know, just sits on the seat of you know, being a conservative and just being traditional minded. And you know, I think it's very important that we do take a stand and start to question as a people what policies are really going to affect us, and are they really going to push us? Because here in 2020, I can't say either no candidate has our true best interest at heart.
That's true. I agree with that, brother. Right. And you made a good point, because we don't want to be, you know, we don't want to be, even though the sister called up and we can have these conversations, black people, we don't want to be in a position where we picking sides over black people, over the agenda of our family, our community, how we see ourselves in the future. We don't want to be picking, in my opinion, either one of these candidates over that, you know, over a black agenda, over black people, because I agree with the caller. Neither candidate has a plan for us. We got to come up with our own plan, period.
That's
right. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, so.
That's right.
Yes, sir. You made a good point.
Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Hey,
y'all already
wanna,
know.
Hey, I just want to add this on right here. When we look at politics, we look at how we spend our, you know, we send our attention. Us watching sports, us watching, you know, whatever our favorite media station is, we got to look at these things and how much they reflect the best interest of us. You know, and a lot of times us riding down the road listening to the radio, we can be honest and say that, hey, these songs don't reflect the best interest of us. They don't reflect the best policy for our children. We have start there first. That's where our ballot, that's where our vote initially starts, because we're basically looking like someone who's woke up, who's trying to basically go out and start your day, and you haven't brushed your teeth. You haven't washed your ass, excuse me for saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done
initial
before you stepped out. So this is the same. Like, how can we look to go out and be greater in the national perspective of ourselves, and we aren't even greater inside our family, inside our, you know, we got to say, hey, we don't want these types of messages going out to our children. This is a bad reflection of us and our community. They're, in my opinion, family, in my opinion.
Yes, indeed. We will take that. Thank you, sir. We appreciate the call. We're going to try to grab another call. Yes, sir.
All
thank
you,
man.
Trump 2020.
All right. Yeah, he brother made some good points, though. We appreciate that. Let's get another call.
I did hear him say that Trump has done more for us than Obama, so I'm just throwing it out there. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to another call. Area code 314. 677. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question?
This is such a lively discussion. It's disturbing as well, because it's, for me, I'm going to start off, I'm just going to come out the gate, I am not a Biden supporter, but I am completely opposed to another 4 years as Trump as president. And it just so happened, because we have a two-party system, that those are the choices that we have. I agree with the caller who says I'll accept the least racist person in the room over the most racist person in the room. I think that, in my opinion, I'm so puzzled as to why so many people are calling in and saying, and the panelists as well are saying, Trump did more for African Americans than Biden ever has, because first off, Biden has never been president. So that's a number. First thing, now I know he's been in politics a long time in the Senate and such, when he was, but he's never been the president. However, I don't think that Trump has done more than anyone has done for anybody except for Trump. Trump has completely enriched Trump and the Trump family. through these 4 years, and I know, you know, Trump is a showman. He is a con man. He is a liar. Those things are what he is. That's a factual statement that I'm making. Trump is a liar. Trump is a reality star. Trump is a con man, and Trump is a racist. Now, personally, I think most white people are racist. Biden is included in that. So I'm not saying, I wouldn't say that Biden is not a racist, but I do believe that Biden is an evil, and I think Trump is evil, and Trump is evil based on his behaviors, the things that he has done. You know, I think that it's evil to separate children from their parents just because you don't want them across this invisible arbitrary line, and you say that this is our country and that's their country and all this other stuff. I think that to say, well, they are in nice facilities just shows a complete lack of empathy. You know, and I don't know why people seem to feel that Trump has done more for African Americans or black people than Obama, because Trump, whatever Trump does that he thinks is going to get him more votes, he's going to make it a whole big to-do about it. It's going to be all type of publicities and cameras and all this type of stuff. But what type of policy has the Trump administration implemented that were so great that someone can say he's been better than Obama? Now, I know he always touts these unemployment numbers as far as unemployment for black people, but Trump's unemployment rate was steadily going down under Obama. So all Trump did is continue what Obama had already begun. You know, the Obama administration has released way more individuals than any president. You know, with the exception of, you know, the pardons and the clemencies that happen with people after wars and stuff like that, but just in general time, Obama, through policy, has released way more people than Trump ever did and ever will. You know, you cannot be a white supremacist and somebody who champion minorities. That's an impossible thing. But Trump, in my opinion, you know, Trump is only out for Trump, and you know without a doubt he's a white supremacist because he's made it plain his support for white supremacist groups. So because he's had a couple of celebrities come through there and say he's released 10, 15, 20, 50 people, I don't care if it was 150 people, he ain't released 3,000. He hasn't released 2,000. That's the numbers. You know, the Obama administration released more than that. So Trump ain't released many people, but he did not have a press conference to do it because he did things through policy. When we talk about house, you know, everything in America is about race and racism, and it's all systemic. So Trump and his family and the Trump business and the Trump empire were definitely part of that system that kept black people in a certain place here in this country. And you want to think 4 years in office can combat his 60-year, his family 100-year, whatever, discrimination against black people in housing and criminal justice system, the things that his grandfather was in the KKK. I know you want to say Strong, you know, Strong Thurmond was a mentor of Joe Biden's, and like I say, they are racist to me. So I don't see Joe Biden as anything different than Trump, but I don't see Joe Biden as evil, and it may be because Joe Biden has experienced a lot of personal loss in his life. So because he's experienced a lot of personal loss in his life, he's probably been humbled in a different way.
Now let me say this real quick. Let me hop in real quick, Carla, because, you know, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and this is Brother Kev. I'm not a Trump supporter by any means. So I agree with your point that, you know, he's a white supremacist. He has white supremacists around him. That's what he do. We know what Trump is. My issue is with Biden, because I think the white Democrats and the white liberals are more dangerous than the racists that just come out and tell you they're racist. See, me personally, I like to deal with racists who are truthful. You know, if they be up front and say, hey, I don't really mess with y'all, I don't like y'all, hey, I'm cool with that because my feelings are not hurt. And the feeling's mutual, because I don't like y'all either, so we good. As long as we got past that, we good. But my thing is, Biden is more dangerous because he comes around black people, he smiles, he does all these things, but yet he enacts policies that undermine us when we let our guards down, right? He does the crime bill. He's this champion of civil rights and all this stuff, but he does the crime bill that undermines our community. He supports Strom Thurmond and this cat Bird, this other guy Bird, who are KKK members, but we think it's a little sweeter. We think he's nicer because he smiles around us, because he pats us on the head, you know, comes to our churches and dances with us, has conversations with Cardi B. But I think that type of racism is more dangerous than what we see with Trump, because at least with Trump, we just have to deal with the white supremacists that just come out. We already know where they at, and we know where they stand, and we got to deal with them. But with the Democrats, we got to deal with these white folks that smile in our face, but then they undermining us on the other hand. So how would you respond to that?
So my thing with that, Brother Kev, is so the way I see it, and you made some very valid points, to me, he's just as dangerous as Trump. Because like I say, I feel like Biden separated children from their parents. He just used the criminal justice system to do it, and Trump is using the immigration system to do it. So I see it like that. I don't think Biden is any different in a sense of the foundations of their racism. They definitely grew up white privileged males in a time, because you can't tell me you 70 some years old and you're not a racist, but you can't tell me you 20 years old and not a racist. You may not know that you're a racist, but you are.
Right.
And so I'm not confused about the white liberal, and I'm not confused about the white conservative. So that's us as black people, because white people have a whole bunch of different faces. And us as black folks need to recognize that and quit thinking one is better than another. See, I don't get confused about who I'm dealing with, rather I'm dealing with a different. So I don't get into that whole pot of he's different, because he's not. But I also feel like Trump is evil, and Trump is a little bit more dangerous than Biden, just based on the things that he's done in the last 4 years. And because I think Trump is extremely self-serving. He's extremely self-serving.
Right, this is true.
I don't get the feel that Biden is as self-serving as Trump, because I tell you, no matter what, Trump would have never had a black woman as a vice president or any other woman. He would never have done that. Now, Biden may have done it for the purpose of trying to get the black vote, but he still put her in a position where no other white man would have ever done that. I know Trump would not have. He put her in a position to be
someplace.
We go all about Kamala, before we go all about Kamala. I'm not agreeing with everything that she done, but I respect that woman's hustle. I really do. And I think it's a sad. I feel like she is black, and whether she knows she's black or not, she's been treated as a black woman in America. So let's not lose sight of that, because America is systemic. Everything they do is institutionalized, and they got laws and policies. So whether she thinks she's black or not, America has treated her like she was black. When she went on to get her law degree, I know that she had to do a little bit more than them little white chicks had to do. That she did. I know than the white people had to do, because whether she believes she's black, which I think that she knows she's black, she ain't went to Howard University and joined AKA and don't know, because Howard is a university, it's a historically black college and university, and they teaching people things in Howard. She don't have a political science degree and an economic degree from Howard University and don't know the intersect of race, poverty, culture. She doesn't know culturally speaking, you know, we may have a lot to deal with in differences, and some of her moves I don't really appreciate. However, I respect that black woman. I respect that black woman, and I respect her hustle, and I just think that it's an amazing thing that black women was treated like cattle. You know, we was treated very black women. I'm a black woman, so sir.
You respect her black husband?
Black man. He has a white husband.
You respect Kamala's black husband?
Kamala has a white husband. So,
okay,
but there
I
are
just,
a lot of
I was
people
just checking,
in biracial. You don't have to check with me. So, you may need to check with someone else, but you don't have to check with me. So, that's that. So, like I say, there's a lot of people who I know who are in interracial relationships. I may not agree with interracial relationships, but that doesn't say to me that that person don't know they black. You know, because America gonna let you know you black. She knows she black. Because she done been in the store and been fought like every other black person before she ran for whatever she's running for. She done got stopped by the police for no reason than other because she's black. Now, she might have been 17, 18, 19 when it happened. But she knows she black. Don't ever think that she don't know when she went to the beauty supply store that she wasn't black. Don't think that she didn't sit in line. At some point in her life, she knows that she is black.
Girl ain't never went to no beauty supply.
No. Here's the thing. Because it's a difference, Carla. I think she knows she's not white. She knows she's not white because they don't accept her as white. But I don't think she looks at herself. No, but that doesn't mean you black. I don't think she looks at herself as black. She looks at herself as different from black Americans, in my opinion, which is why she was on the show. She claims her Indian side a lot. She claims her Indian side.
Yeah.
Like, they looked at her mother and father's birth certificate. None of their birth certificates say black, and I don't think hers says black either.
Well,
so,
but they're not black.
She knows she's not
they're
white.
Not, I mean... Well, I know that she knows she's,
and
not
she's
white.
Not black.
She may not even realize that she's black, but she is black now, culturally speaking. That's what I'm saying. Now, from a cultural standpoint, she may identify with that other, you know, her Jamaican heritage and her Indian heritage. She may identify with them as from a cultural standpoint. But I'm saying her existence here in America, she knows she's black because she gets treated and she has been treated as inferior in this country. Now, she may not say those words, but she knows that I'm saying from a political, institutionalized, systemic, day-to-day living, she knows she's black. Now, culturally, her identity may be a little bit something else, and that's fine with me because if you don't want to identify as what I identify culturally, you don't need to be around me and my group anyway.
She's not black.
Because we don't have that
much in common.
You know, we don't have that much in common.
She is a woman.
She's a woman of color.
But I respect. That's what
she is. But I'm telling you, if that woman of color came through with that same heritage in 1778, she'd have been enslaved, and somebody, white woman's baby would have been sucking on her titty while her baby was starving in the corner. She is black. You know, and so now she's
a woman of color.
The manifestation of white supremacy. And he had to, for real, debate this black woman who 50 years ago would have been his nanny. This is real. That is something that is an accomplishment, whether she knows it or not. I know she is. And then when about black folks who sit around and say Trump has done so much, Trump hasn't done anything but take credit for everything somebody else has done. Trump is a liar. He is a swindler. He is a con man. He is self-serving. He is narcissistic. Everything he does that he thinks is going to get him more votes, he's going to tout it like, I'm the best, I'm the greatest. And if you sit up and you regurgitate those things that he say and say, oh, yeah, that's true, when it's not true, there is so much literature out there. There is written facts that say this is not true. The numbers do not lie, but Trump does lie.
Yes,
Trump
indeed.
Lies.
Right. Yes, indeed.
Lie.
We give
now,
you a minute to wrap it up.
And he
give you a minute to wrap it up.
We can wrap it up. Y'all can cut me off whenever. You know, because I can just keep on about this, but I will say y'all.
Right. We
want to
get some
off.
Other
y'all
calls. That's all. We just want to get some other calls.
Mute my mic.
Finish your point. Yeah, finish your point and we get some other calls.
We're going to continue this later.
Yeah, that's fine too. But I just think that it is disheartening and very sad when we as Africans sit up here and say that a white supremacist and done more for us than another African. That means that white man did what he was supposed to do and what they have continued to do through time is divide us as a people. I'll vote for Kamala. I don't care. She never did enough for black folks just because she's black, period. That's enough for me.
turn Obama. I'm that type of black person. That's enough for me. Because
yes,
white
indeed.
People for so long and did so much to me just because I'm black, for no other reason than because I'm black.
Right.
You're going to be shut out of this. You're going to be shut out of this. You're not getting this promotion. You're not getting that. I'm not taking you here. You can't go there. Just because I'm black. So why can't I get a same mentality and say, just because she's black, then I'm going to vote for her? Because you do so much stuff to me and people that look like just because I'm black.
Right.
With no,
no
other legitimate
on.
Rationale to do it.
Yes, indeed.
It was
appreciate you, Carla. Appreciate. Yes,
okay.
indeed. We appreciate you, Carla. Yes, indeed. Carla was passionate. I love it, and made some good points. Let's try to get as many calls as we can. We're coming down to the last 20 minutes. Hit us up 929-477-1697. This is the monthly open discussion. Let us know what's on your mind. Hit us up. Let's go.
Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a call, question or a comment?
I'm got a comment. First of all, Biden and Kamala ain't got a plan. And everybody wanna sit around and talk about Trump being the racist when Ice Cube came to him, came to both parties. Republican says, no, we don't want to talk to you right now. We'll talk to you pretty much if we win. Trump moved around his schedule, said, come on.
Yeah.
Now, and Biden, like I said, they ain't got no plan. They ain't telling you no plan. Because the plan is to get in office, declare Biden unfit, and let Kamala run.
Yeah. I can see that.
And on the debate, like it exposed for itself. But and
okay.
Biden has been in there for 47 years. What has he done for us? What the only accomplishments he tried to accomplish was segregation, keeping the school segregated because he didn't want his kids going to school with black kids.
Right.
Then he signed in the 94 crime bill. And then he gets up there on the debate and double talks everything he done did. He sat there and badmouthed everything he done did, he himself done did. Like he didn't do it.
Right, right.
Another thing is, like that one caller said, Biden's too nice. We don't need a nice guy in office.
Yeah.
We need someone like Trump who is willing to get his hands dirty and ain't scared to be mean and a bully. To accomplish what we need to accomplish. A nice guy gets ran over. A nice guy gets told to go sit down and shut up. Because he's too busy trying to please everybody that he ain't getting nothing done. So, in 47 years, what has Biden done for us? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And
thank you,
and instead, I watched a video where Biden has actually used the N-word.
Nah,
and like
yeah.
I said, Kamala ain't black. There ain't nothing about her black. But how's she gonna say she's the first Indian in the Senate? Now she wants to claim to be the first black. Right? She wants
right.
to be the first black. So,
right.
So she's whatever is convenient for her, and whoever's dick she gotta suck to get what she wants.
All right, Carla. On that note, thank you, Carla.
But like I said, can't nobody tell you what Biden's done for the black people, boy. Can't nobody.
Yes, indeed.
They always gonna deflect
yes,
back to the Trump attack.
I'm on the call.
All right, thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Carla, for calling in. Let's go to another call. Area code 314-677. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I was trying to call back in, but if you got more people online, because Mustafa don't know how to handle these people that come up with these lame, blame excuses. But I'm going to teach you how to do that one. Hey,
come on, get it, brother.
If Trump's a racist, before he even became a politician, well, before he even got involved in politics, who was it that put Jennifer Hudson's family up when that killer had killed members of the family, he was still running around. Police said he can't provide you with the protection. It was Donald Trump. Put him up in a room in his hotel and provided security for him and said you can stay as long as you want. Who was it that wrote off the mortgage of the Haitians that helped Donald Trump change his tire? He wrote the man's mortgage off. How about when the lady was standing on the bridge getting ready to commit suicide and the bus driver stopped and tossed her back onto the sidewalk? It was Trump that sent the man, the brother, a $10,000 check.
Now, separating kids.
What kind of parents is going to commit a crime and take their kids with them? And another point, as said by the El Paso Immigration Service in El Paso, Texas, those kids are showing up at the border with adults. And quite natural, that adult knows that they don't get sympathy because this is a poor child. But the child is not related to the adult. Matter of fact, there's records that show that these children, when they get on this side of the border, they contact a relative, they put them on a plane, ship them back down to Honduras or Guatemala, and do it all over again. They supposed to seek refugee status on the other side of the border, not in the United States. And Donald Trump don't take pay. He hasn't even taken any of his $400,000 a year. He gives it to charity.
Right, yeah, that's true.
And
yeah,
then you said
yeah.
something. Then one woman said something about black men is not stepping up. Well, you know why? And I hate to say this, but it's these black women that's trying to raise these males into men, and they falling way short. Now they're complaining that they ain't got nothing to choose from. Now, if I'm lying about that, prove it to me. And then you talk about Kamala lock a brother up Harris. Look what she done while she was prosecuted. You can't show me where she hasn't had the black experience, either especially negative struggle experience. People can say that, but tell them to prove it. Give us an example. And another point I'm going to leave with this, Kevin, you know I've sent you this information. In 2017, 2018, black media income increased 325% more than whites based on the U.S. Census and the Gini factor. Go look it up. Hey, you want some more? I'll give you some more. Look what Trump has done to married couples. You have a $24,000 standard deduction rather than a $12,000 with Obama. Look what he's done with business taxes. Business taxes were 35%, even 39.6%. Trump lowered it down to 21%, and he wanted to go to 15%, but Congress didn't want to do that.
Now, that's for real,
putting money in your pocket.
Take it,
man. All right, all right. Appreciate it. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, caller. You made some good points. He made some good points, but see, he kind of brought up something that I don't want to happen because – you know, they capitalize off black men and black women blaming each other, you know, saying who got it worse, who did this, who did that. No, family, black men and black women have been bitten by the same bug, and it's called white supremacy. Ain't nobody getting it harder than the other. We both getting it. So, you know, I don't want to get into that with black men supporting Trump and black women on the Democratic side and all this and that. Even though that may be true, we cannot let, again, politics divide the black family because they already trying to do it in other ways. So I really don't like to get into that, but even though I see it coming with this particular election, especially with how things are going and how much people hate Trump, and it seems like, you know, a lot of black women hate Trump and black men are kind of leaving the Democratic Party and whatnot. So I just don't want to participate in none of that, me personally. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand the whole dynamics, and we all got bit by the same bug, and we got to figure out how to kill this bug. You know what I'm saying? So, But, yeah, I digress. We're coming down to the last 10 minutes. We're going to try to get a few more calls in. Hit us up, 929-477-1697.
Okay, area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
I have a comment.
Okay.
Yes,
thanks
indeed.
For calling.
Caller. Yes, yep. Indeed. Loud and clear.
Well, I agree with a couple of the other callers, you know, with I believe that we in either which way we go, we're in a tough situation. We already dealt with Trump for 4 years. We already know
right.
In the next 4 years where we're going. We can't sugarcoat that and say, oh, well, maybe he'll be better in the next 4 years. Trump, like I said,
right.
I met the man before he became a politician, when he was a businessman with all these casinos down here in Jersey. I met him. I met him in New York when in his hotel. He always gonna Trump is Trump. He over 60. Ain't no change in him, okay?
Right,
he's set in
right.
His ways, okay? Biden, on the other hand, Biden is Biden. We'll put it like that. He's been in politics for 40 years. No, he has not ran as president, but he has been in the vice president's seat. So he should have some knowledge on what's going on. Don't try to play,
right.
I don't know, that caller on there talking about why he ain't never been a president. You're right, he has never been a president, but he has been in the seat next to the president. So if the president has done some things that wasn't right, he has done some things that wasn't right. And particularly, I don't think neither one of them is in the best interest of black people. And the thing we have to do as people, we have to stop talking about, oh, the Republicans is not in the black interest for black people. Oh, the Democrat is not in the best interest for black people. We have to be in a position that we have to stick together and to be in and stick out for each other. Like, it's just
right.
Crazy. I can't stand hearing that. It really gets on my nerves because everybody blaming everybody, but we ain't blaming each other. Just like the shootings in the city. Like, just we were talking about all these kids getting killed and all these blacks getting killed and all this. It's happening here in New Jersey. Ain't nobody talking about that.
Ain't nobody talking about that.
They sweeping that shit under the rug. But I ain't agreeing with no damn cop killing no blacks. But when they get, it's a big old thing when they kill them, but they ain't talking about these kids killing kids. Out here killing, just last week, we had a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Guys shoot up in the house, kill a 16-year-old and an 8-year-old. They didn't have nothing to do with whatever they had going on out there. Ain't nobody talking about that. It lasted for two days, and guess what? You ain't heard nothing else about it. We need to start sticking
in words,
talking about figuring out a way to come together as a black race, one black race.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if you light-skinned with pretty hair or curly hair or dark-skinned with nappy hair. We all black. That's the bottom line.
That's a fact.
And that's where we need to
indeed.
Start at.
Exactly.
Period.
Yes, indeed.
And until
right
we
on.
Get that
yes,
together,
indeed.
We going to be in the trouble for the rest of our lives. I'm sorry to say it. That's where it is.
Oh, man. Nah, you broke it down, Carla. Right on. We appreciate it. And, we appreciate that. And like she said, hey, black people, we got a lot of work to do in our communities. And like I say, in my opinion, I think voting is the last thing on the list as far as the work we got to do. We got a lot to clean up, a lot of things to get straight, and the voting is not at the top of that list. But I digress. Y'all want to see if we get two more callers in, or how y'all want to do it? We press for time a little bit.
We can try. It's going to have to make it plain. We just try for one more. Area code
70. Yeah, we'll try to get one more. Make it plain, caller.
475, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Area code 708-475. Okay, they're probably just listening. Okay. Area code 314. 404-605. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Peace, caller.
Okay, we won't try for any more calls. We don't have enough time.
We don't have enough time, but yes, indeed.
All right.
Yeah, man, this was a great show. You know, a lot of people had a lot of different opinions. I'm going to just wrap it up by just saying, you know, thank you to the caller, thank you to the supporters. This is a great show. Tune in next week because that is going to be the show right before the election, and we getting everything out on that show because the election about to be done, so we getting everything out. So make sure you tune in next week for that dynamic show, and I'm going to let Brother Mufasa and Roger wrap us up. With your last words, I got some last words. Go ahead, my brother.
It is what it is.
Well, I appreciate the fire from the callers today. I love it. Bring the smoke, because me and the Don, we ready for you. So we want more. Bring it next week. The Don support team will be on deck, and we waiting to go into 2020. Strong, 2021 strong, and I'll see y'all next weekend. I don't want to get started up again. You know, I sat back and listened to all the hate that was thrown out there and slung on Uncle Don's name, but I'll leave it alone. I'll wait till next weekend, and y'all come back. Come back ready with your guns locked and loaded, and me and the Don, we'll be ready.
Hopefully we can have a little discussion too Sunday about why people think it's important to vote. We like to at least hear some people express their feelings and their opinions about voting and why they think they should vote. Because I've already expressed this on the show several times. I'm not into it. I try to participate. I try to get involved and be involved and learn more about politics. It just haven't hit my head yet. So I'm not a voter. I don't plan to participate in this vote. We still have a chance. So I'm really would like to encourage anybody that feels the importance to vote to call in and share your thoughts with us. But in the meantime, I want to thank everybody for calling in.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on, Roger. Before you sign out, let me just say one quick thing. I'm with you as far as this big election go, but you know me. I'm always big on local. We should local. All jokes aside, we need to get involved with our local election. That's where you really can, where your vote really does matter. And we can talk about the locals, because I agree with you. As far as presidents, hey, you know, I'm just cracking jokes. To me, I like the Don. The Don entertains me. Yeah, he do some policies, but get involved with your local election. Start there. Start with what's going on around your home front. And we can talk some more about it next week.
Yes, sir.
Okay, again, Roger. I would like to thank all the supporters, everybody that support us each and every Sunday. Continue to support us each and every Sunday. Tune in with us. If you have any show topics, ideas, please feel free to send us an email at collectthemindsyahoo.com. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Instagram. And we just look forward to having another good discussion with you next Sunday, 6 p.m., 7:30 p.m., Central Standard Time. Peace. Long live LeClaire.
Yes, indeed.
Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found that keeper. Keep we talking. they thought.